You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Yes, it is April of 2015, but the 2016 election is well underway. Just this week, the Koch brothers, the billionaire conservatives, signaled they may put their money behind Governor Scott Walker. This season, where candidates who may or may not run amass money and buzz, is often called the invisible primary. Some people call it the money primary. It's crucial to campaigns, and it's getting longer, and probably feels more visible, too, especially on the GOP side, where multiple likely candidates are jockeying for money and attention. To tell us more about it, we're joined by Rick Wilson. He's a Republican media consultant based in Florida. He hasn't signed on to any particular campaign yet, but that will likely change. So, Rick, what does the invisible primary look like these days?
There is this underpinning, this story that's being played out mostly outside of the view of the media that involves getting the support for your presidential effort of significant money people, significant communications advisors, and significant players in the states who can help you put together a race. Because, you know, if you're a guy from Florida like Jeb or Marco, you don't go to Iowa with a huge amount of ground knowledge. So you have to find the person out there. So a lot of this is a sort of process of introduction and seduction to bring these folks on board who can put together the state operations that people need, or who can put together, you know, certain coalitions that people need, be it the evangelical side of it or the fiscal conservative side of it.
For your party.
Yes, exactly. You want to play, as I call it, money ball and put together the right team in a smart way. And that doesn't just take writing a check. Sometimes it takes finding a group of people who can come together as a team. You don't just stand in front of a podium anymore with banners and bunting behind you and say, I'm running for president. There's a long run-up to it.
Am I going crazy, or does it feel like this run-up is getting longer and longer and longer? I mean, did it actually stop after the last election?
It never stopped after the last election. And I recall the first conversation I had with someone from one of the campaigns. It's a major campaign now concerning the 2016 election happened 2 days after Mitt Romney was defeated.
Good Lord.
And it was not a trivial conversation. It was an actual sort of game planning thing. And it's remarkable that we live now not in a – they used to call it political cycles. I now call it an ecosystem. It never goes away. It's always there. It's always in the background. It's always the sort of static where people are planning 16 and then 2020 and then 2024 and nigh on into the infinity.
So what makes one candidate break out? Is it just about money?
No, it's not just about money because, you know, money is necessary, but it's not necessarily sufficient. In the way that we live today in politics, where one or two major players can keep a campaign alive and keep them in the fight for a long time, and where one great debate or one great speech or one great performance can take fire on social media and be monetized quickly, you know, we live in a much different world now. And I think the structural things that used to lead to the inevitable, you know, it's his turn, are less relevant now than they were in the past.
It sounds like there's sort of two different storylines. On the one hand, the invisible primary almost never ends. And yet on the other, some of that traditional stuff does matter less and less. So if you are a pro, what are the invisible things that you watch that I don't know about or my mother doesn't know about?
The things that I watch for are what I call fluency. I want to see a Republican candidate who can get out there and operate in front of actual human beings. I want them to be able to sit in a diner in New Hampshire or come to Florida and talk in a town hall meeting. I want them to be able to have mental agility, speed, fluency of issues that are relevant to actual American voters and not just things that we imagine inside the Republican bubble. You know, I don't want to ever have my candidate be so tone deaf to the lives of ordinary Americans that they're unable to connect with them. And I think that we have often been on the wrong side of that equation.
How much cash do they need?
About a billion.
A billion?
For the whole run, about a billion. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we have seen this skyrocketing cost of escalation inside the Republican – well, inside of all elections, frankly. I mean, look, we just had a race in the great state of Florida for the governor that was a $130 billion exercise on both sides. So you end up with an
awful lot
of money. Look, all of us are in the wrong business. Buy TV stations because they are making money hand over fist in political season. It's crazy. But I think that you will see this become a billion-dollar campaign operation. is astounding.
We're talking to you. You're a Republican consultant. Is this different on the Democratic side?
Well, I think it is slightly different on the Democratic side, particularly in this election, because right now there's no real competitive primary being waged, invisible or otherwise, on the Democratic side. Now, that could change. And, you know, we saw in 2008 that Hillary Clinton was absolutely inevitably going to be not only the nominee but president, and that didn't work out quite as she expected. But I do think it's a different structure on the Democratic side. However, you know, the rise of super PAC money and of major donor money is transpartisan. It affects both sides. So I think you'll probably see that become a little more prevalent in the future.
Rick Wilson is a Republican media consultant. Rick, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Lizzie. I'll talk to you soon.